Oh, yeah, now that's the good stuff. God, this frat really knows how to throw a party, huh? Shame, though. All of the dudes here are not my type. Hell, some of them even stink. Like, seriously, take a shower. Has the idea of using deodorant never crossed your mind? Shame. Here I was, wishing that there would be some decent cuties in the party that I could have fun with. Speaking of, where are the others? They said they'd be here by now. That was 10 minutes ago. What's taking them so long? It's kind of awkward for me to hang around alone for so long at this party. Hold up. Isn't that the loner dude that no one ever sees outside class? What's a guy like him doing in a place like this? Well, whatever his reasons are, he sure looks like he hates it here. That gives me an idea. Since the others are taking so long, I think I'll have some extra fun tonight. Why don't I go talk to him for a bit? Hey, we share the same class, right? Linguistics at Lecture Hall 401. Nice to see you finally hanging around somewhere besides the library. Ah, so you know who I am. Well, that saves me a self-introduction. So, what's a quiet guy like you doing around these parts? I fancy that you aren't really the type to be hanging around at loud, bustling parties. Come on, you don't have to make excuses. I already know that you're thinking, ugh, I wish I was back home. I don't want to be at this stinking loud place. Am I right? Yeah, it's that obvious. Come on, it's written all over your face. Now tell me, what is a quiet and reserved guy like you doing at a frat party? Doesn't really seem like your jam. Your friend dragged you here to socialize and meet new girls. And how's that going for you? I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like it's going super well. Oh, so your friend found a group of girls, took his shot, and then just left you? Jeez, that kind of sucks. The least he could do is not ditch you. No offense to your friend. Well, since you're already here, why don't we get a few drinks together and pass the time? At least until your friend returns from his little escapade with those girls. What do you say? Yeah? Great. Come on, first drinks on me, as a courtesy for being so kind to accept my invitation. So, let's hear poison. I'm curious to learn what's the taste of a mystery man like you. Whoa, really? Damn, I didn't know you could pack it up like that. Alright then, I'll have the same. Hey, excuse me. Yeah, 2 orders of Jack and Ginger, please, if you have it. Thank you. So, tell me a little more about yourself. And since we've almost finished our degrees and all, do you have any plans to take on an internship? Or maybe you already have a place to work? Nothing yet, huh? Just want to chill out for a while after graduating. That's fair. I mean, that's what I plan to do too. I'm not too keen on getting out of here just to bust my ass for some corporate jerk. So I'll just go with the flow and take on little odd jobs until I figure out what makes sense for me. Hey! Just because I'm pretty doesn't mean I always get what I want. I mean, it does happen sometimes, a lot of times, but workplaces are way less forgiving with incompetence. Besides, it just hits different when I work for my accomplishments. You know what I mean? I don't want gimmies just because I'm cute. It's so much more satisfying when it's real. You feel me? What's with the surprised look? You didn't think I had that kind of mindset in me, did you? No, don't worry. I don't blame you. It's a side that I don't show to most of my friends and peers. You know what they say, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. It's just that most of the Romans on our campus are party animals with no regard for their studies, probably because they're backed up by wealthy backgrounds and know that they have a built-in safety net. Oh, thank you so much. Drinks are here. Why don't we toast to this impromptu date night? Cheers. Oh, that's actually a little stronger than when I usually drink. But that kind of hit the spot. You have good taste. Speaking of great taste, since you're here looking for girls to meet, tell me, what's your taste in girls? Oh, come on, don't be shy with me. I mean, you did tag along with your friend to socialize. I mean, girls, your words, not mine. So, that means at least some part of you really does want to find your ideal girly to date. See? So come on. No need to keep secrets. Tell me the ideal lady for such a refined and mysterious gentleman. Wow, I actually did not expect that. I never thought that you'd go for someone that's the complete opposite of you. I don't know, I just kind of assumed that you'd look for someone who was bookish and quiet. But it seems like you like the outgoing ones who are the life of the party, huh? Why does that sound kind of familiar? Oh, so you think that I'm thinking that I'm your type? Is that it? Well, if that was the case, then I'm flattered. It's not every day I actually hear someone say up front that they see me as such. Most of them just run off with their tails between their legs at the very thought of it. Well, since you're not even denying it, I'll let you in on a little secret. Despite me appearing to be that popular girl on campus, always getting invited to parties from different frats and sororities, I actually don't like it that much. I mean, I love when I get to hang out with a lot of people, but what most people don't know is I don't really have that big of a social battery. I would also prefer to be at home, doing whatever I want to do. You know what I mean? Didn't expect that side of me now, did ya? I don't blame you. It's actually the first time I've ever really opened up towards someone. Not even my regular friends know that. Which is why they sometimes get weirded out when I suddenly don't feel like hanging out or going to one of their wild party nights. In fact, I don't really know why I'm comfortable sharing all of this with you. Call it a gut instinct or whatever, but I feel like you're the type to understand where I'm coming from. Oh no, I don't think I'll have another drink, but you're sweet for offering. I really don't drink more than one anytime I go out. I don't want to be wasted while I'm alone outside, you know? Speaking of being alone, how long has it been since your friend left you on your own? Oh my gosh, nearly an hour. Jeez, I bet he's really drunk. Say, how about this? Since you and I are all alone at this party, how about we just ditch this place and go somewhere that's, I don't know, quieter? A party is no place to have a deep conversation now, is it? Where should we go? To my place, of course. I live in an apartment just one block away from this house, which is just one of the silver linings of why I decided to come to this party against my better judgment. I knew I would have an easy escape plan if I wanted to dip. Oh my gosh, what are you talking about? Of course it's fine that you come back to my place. I mean, I'm the one inviting, right? But of course, if you don't want to, there's no pressure at all, okay? Okay, great. Let's get out of this place. Oh crap, I got way colder tonight than I anticipated. Not even that drink is doing a good job of keeping me warm. And I forgot to bring a coat. Ugh. Anything you could do to help? I have an idea. Let me just stick myself close to you and warm myself up like that. You're okay with that, right? Thank you. You feel so warm. And you smell nice, too. I feel safe holding on to you like this. Come on. No need to be modest. I'm just calling it like I see it. Or rather, as I feel it. Oh my gosh, it feels so much better to be out of that stuffy party house. It started to smell a little rank in there, too. Probably the sweat of the people partying. And I swear it started to smell like puke. Ugh. So gross. Yeah, you're probably right. They're probably hazing the new people. I'm so glad I never thought about joining one of those. It's just an extra headache. Are you really that surprised? My. Just because you see me as a stereotypical popular girl doesn't necessarily mean that I automatically want to join a sorority. No, you don't have to be sorry about it. It's just a matter of getting to know me on a more personal level. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, we're here. Let me just fish these keys out of my purse and... here we are. Come on in. Make yourself at home. Just leave your shoes on the rack I have right there. I just don't want any dirt in the house. I do have slippers, although they're probably not your size. You're cool with barefoot? Okay. Amazing. So, here is my place. It's not much since I just rent, and I don't really want to stay around here for too long. But it's close to the campus, so it works for me. So what can I get you? You want some water to wash down some of that alcohol? Actually, I have a little bit of this very fancy wine that my roommate got me. Wanna finish off the bottle? It's just a small bit. Yeah, I had a feeling. I'm not usually a wine person, but it's so good. I think she said it's from France or something. Usually I just drink box wine, so this is a real upgrade. All right, here we go. For you, dear guest. Oh, I sound dumb. Anyways, cheers. There we go. That tastes real nice, right? I don't know exactly what makes it good, but it just tastes fancy. Hey, I got a fun idea. Since we finished off this wine, are you down for a little game of spin the bottle? Well, I know there's only two people here, but, let me see. I know. Let's sit across from each other, and we'll take turns spinning, and if it lands on no one, then whoever spun the bottle has to tell them a secret. You like it? Oh, this is making me excited. What happens when the bottle lands on one of us? Well, we'll kiss. That's what. By the looks of it, you seem like you're raring to go. All right, then. Let's have ourselves a game. And as the host of this escapade, let me do the honor of spinning first. Ready? Here goes. Oh, crap. Looks like I have to share a secret. All right, then. Truth be told, I've never really liked being viewed as the popular girl and other related labels. It just sets so many expectations, I guess. And it's tiring to keep up appearances. I mean, sure, there's of course perks of being well-loved by people. But then I wonder, what is it that they actually like me for? Is it just my looks? Maybe they're waiting for an opportunity to ask me out. Not that that's always a bad thing, but I struggle to know who actually wants to get to know me for, well, me. So anyway, that's my little secret. I hate partying. I don't necessarily hate being admired, but it's getting tiring. And sometimes I wish I knew for certain that people liked me for anything other than my looks. Thank you. I know that was more of a rant, but it's something that I've been wanting to vent for so long, so thanks for just hearing it. I appreciate it. Okay, enough of my sob stories. It's your turn to spin. Ooh, looks like it's your turn to share a secret. Come on, don't leave me hanging. What are you gonna share? What? No way. Get out of here. Out of all the things I could have imagined you being into, I never imagine that. Well, then again, the quiet ones are the ones with the most secrets. So maybe you really are a bit freaky. Sorry. That really took me off guard. Jeez, I'm all flustered now. Okay, my turn. Another secret. Okay. Truth is, if you were to go into my bedroom, you would be bombarded with a lot of plushies. I know I'm a grown woman, but nobody can stop me from collecting cuteness, okay? I'm addicted to Sanrio, and I have no shame, and there is a lot, and I mean a lot, of plushies on that bed. Yeah, you better not judge. If you do, I'll kick your butt. No, but seriously, that's why I never let anyone in my room. I can't sleep without my plushies. They make me feel so cozy. Okay, your turn again. All right, time to let out another secret. Come on, don't be shy. Oh, you're into that. Huh. Interesting. Very interesting. No, like I said, no judging around these parts. But I like the direction this is going in. Okay, let me take away some of the embarrassment and I will spin, okay? Oh my gosh, why do we keep landing on nothing? Oh! Okay, well, I'm all out of secrets, except for one. I don't know, though. No, it's fine. I'm not gonna back out of it, just don't back out of it when I tell you, okay? Please. Okay. The truth is, I've had my eye on you for quite some time now. All the lectures where you seemed spaced out or just wandering around campus doing your own thing. I kind of just relate to you, I guess, and I want to know more about you, but from what I could tell, you're really cool. And no, I'm not just running my mouth because of alcohol. I'm not even buzzed anymore. I truly do have a thing for you. I know it probably sounds stupid, but it's the truth, so that's my secret. Don't leave me hanging. Come on, spin the bottle. Oh, it landed on me. Well, don't worry. It's not like you have to kiss me or anything, especially not after that last secret or anything. You're really close to me. Okay. So does that mean that you wanna kiss me? No? Oh my gosh. I've been thinking about doing that all night. So, does this mean you kinda like me too? I'll take that as a yes. You know, it's a little uncomfortable over here. Maybe we could lay on the couch and cuddle? Okay. I like this. You're so warm. You can hold me closer, you know. Yeah. Just like that. Who would have thought that we would finally share our feelings? I'm just so glad that we ran into each other tonight. You know, when I said cuddle, I didn't just mean cuddle. Oh, I'm serious. Are you gonna just lay there? Or do you want to make a mess of the popular girl tonight? I am dead serious. Here, move your hands up. You can touch them. Oh, yeah, just like that. I caught you looking down my shirt a few times tonight. Well, I'm not mad about it. You are a perfect gentleman. Besides, they're so big and bouncy, it's probably hard not to look. Oh, that feels good. Here, let me pull my bra up over them. There you go. I've been wet ever since you kissed me. Yeah. Oh, what? Are you judging me? I have needs too, you know. But it seems like you. You kind of like me for me, and that makes me horny. Here, let me shift around to face you. Let's have a real kiss. You're a good kisser. Yes, I promise that I want this. I told you I've had a crush on you for a while. I didn't think that you'd want to talk to me. But judging by that bolt, it seems like you did. No, we can't go to my bedroom. You're gonna see all my plushies. Okay, fine, but you can't make fun of me. Let's go. I told you it was a lot. I know. It's a lot. I know. Okay, but look, I can just shift them. Okay, guys, I have to move you over. I'm so sorry. No, they can go in this little basket down here. Okay. No, they're not gonna watch us. Be quiet. Oh, pushing me down on the bed. Yes, sir. I like that. I know that you're not gonna believe me, but I've never had sex before. No. Not because I don't want to. I just wanted to be with someone that I actually like. Oh no, of course I masturbate. In fact, I have almost as many dildos as I have plushies. No, I'm not gonna show you them. Shut up. Maybe next time. Can I see it? Like your dick. Please, I really want to. Here, I'll take my pants off too. And I'll take my shirt all the way off and my bra. That way we're even. Oh my gosh, you're so hard. Is that from me? I mean, I know I'm pretty, but knowing that I have that effect on you, I don't know. It's making me wet. Do you want to touch my pussy? Ah, yeah, like that. Oh. Shut up, I know I soaked through my panties. I'm kind of a horny girl. I just never really feel like I can act on it. So I just masturbate all the time. You can slide them to the side and put your fingers inside me. Yes, like that. That's so good. Oh my gosh, it's so much better when I'm not doing it to myself. Yes, just like that on my clit. I know, I get really wet. I've ruined so many pairs of panties. My pussy's just so leaky. Oh my gosh, I don't know. I might actually come just from you fingering me. Is that okay? It feels so good. Oh, your hands are so much bigger than mine. Yes. Oh. Oh my gosh, I'm blushing so much. My heart's racing. I'm okay, I promise. I really liked it. I want you to have sex with me. Only if you want to. Really? You've never either? That's okay. I mean, I'm sure we've both watched porn, so we know what goes away. Are you sure? Okay. Oh, I'm all warmed up. I think if you slide it in, it'll feel really good. Slide it inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. Does that feel good for you too? Oh, it's so much warmer than my dildo. By the way, I don't care if you come fast. Since I came and all. It's okay. Of course. Oh, this feels really good though. Can you go faster? Oh my god. I'm so wet, it's getting all over the bed. Can you kiss me? Yes, I'm serious. It's okay, I'm on birth control. Please. I want you to come inside me. Please come in my pussy. Please. It makes me feel like I'm gonna come. Nah, please don't stop. Please come inside me. I'm coming. Oh, that was so good. What are you talking about? Of course I liked it. I loved it. It was even better than I imagined. next to me. Put your arms around me. There we go. You know what they say, though. I showed you my plushie collection, so now you have to be my boyfriend. No, but seriously, do you want to be my boyfriend? Okay, me too. I'm happy to be your girlfriend. Thanks for making my first time.